Hello, thank you for asking me to interview for Evil Hazard. This is Neil Newbon, who plays Carl Heisenberg. Question one, how, when, and where were you called to play Carl Heisenberg in Resident Evil Village? So I just finished filming Resident Evil 3 in Japan, working very closely with the great, amazing Capcom team and with the fantastic director, Steve Knibley. And a little while after that, there was a conversation about whether or not I would be interested in auditioning for the next game in the series. And as I have character actor, and I tend to move around a lot in characters with accents and physical movements and whatnot, I think they were very comfortable asking me back. I mean, I'm very flattered, by the way, the fact that they did ask me back. I'm very grateful that they did so. But I think Steve Knibley and I have worked together many, many times and know each other very, very well. So I think they were very confident that I could at least audition for the role. And it would be different enough from Nikolai and from the other roles I've done previously with them. So they asked me to audition. I was working with Creative Assembly. I was in a suitably dingy hotel room, which I think was very fitting and helped with the mood. And I put down a self-tape, and then we had conversations after that. And then, they offered me the role, which I was over the moon at being able to play again in Resident Evil. I was completely thrilled, not only just to work with Capcom and Resident Evil franchise, but also to work with Steve Knibley, who is a close personal friend now as well. And yeah, it's amazing. I was so excited. It was fantastic. How was Carl described to you during the dubbing process? Well, I played him in full performance, so I was playing him from the beginning in performance capture. So by the time we got to the ADR dubbing process, I knew the character intimately, and I would go so far as to say, you know, the characters, you know the character better than anybody, I think, when you're playing a character under the guidance of the director, and you know, obviously with the guidance of the writing team and the producers as well. But that, by the time we did the ADR, which was the final stage, which was, I think, March or February of 2020, just before I went to Japan for 3 weeks, 4 weeks to shoot, just before the pandemic lockdown happened in the UK and most of the world, at that point, Carl was pretty much in, I was pretty much in, you know, I was his shadow, so I very much understood the character. And his rhythms. And when we came to do the ADR stuff, it was pretty straightforward actually, because I had a very good, strong memory of that time and of the stuff the work we'd done over the various sessions. So I kind of already knew him. I don't know if that's what you meant. Maybe you meant something different, but the dubbing process happens at the end of the shoot. Number three, which do you prefer to interpret? I didn't have a preference. I loved both Nikolai Zinoviev in Resident Evil 3 and Carl Heisenberg in Resident Evil Village. I don't have preferences of whom I preferred to play, if that makes sense. Each character I play is usually quite wildly different from the last character in many ways, even if they are quote-unquote the villain of the piece or the antagonist or what have you. They tend to be very, very different, and I'm very lucky that I have a very strong history of craft work. I trained a lot. I have a lot of amazing teachers, from starting at National Youth Theatre with Ed Wilson, who sadly passed, who was an amazing human being, to training with Giles Foreman at Giles Foreman Centre, who's ex-drama centre, who has his own school, Roberta Wallach, who's incredible as well, and Linda Nickfist for movement, and you know, to train my voice and to sing. I have all these like craft and skill works that allows me to play such wildly different characters as an actor, as well as the movement skills I have in combat and weapon work and stunts and things. So I don't have preferences with characters. I just enjoy them for what they bring and what I can bring to them. I just love working. I love doing new projects. I love being able to really change who I am, destroy my habits, do what I ought not to do, if that makes sense, in terms of getting away from me, Neil, and jumping into that person for their fictional reality. So no, I don't have preferences. No, they're all fucking awesome. They're all brilliant. How was the mocap process? Do I experience any difficulties? Nope, I didn't experience difficulties. Occasionally you get challenges, and it's usually about like trying to get the best out of the scene. But I don't ever have difficulties on set. I have an amazing time on set because I love being on set. I especially love being in a mocap volume. It's an amazing, radical new art form, and it's a new acting technique. It's the best of film technique and the best of theatre technique combined. So the only thing that we have that are the only thing that we I really come against are challenges, and challenges are not difficult per se. That they are hard and they require focus and work, but I wouldn't say they're difficulties. I would say they're challenges, because it's like positive and it's a really positive experience. I got a real kick out of playing Carl. He was great. I enjoyed the fact that we got to really have this ensemble cast of a family. I got to play Lycans. I'm one of the characters in the Wolf Pack. I actually voice one of the characters of the Wolf Pack as well. I have no idea what he's called. I think it might be K-9 or something like that. I'm not sure. I don't know. It's one of the characters in the Wolf Pack, but I'm not entirely sure which one he is. I haven't played the game. So I got a lot of stuff to do in this project, as I did with Resident Evil 3, with playing Nemesis, zombies, as well as Nikolai. So, you know, I had a ball, man. It was great. Do I intend to, and question five, do I intend to play Resident Evil Village? Yeah, I do. I'm totally going to stream it. I stream now. I have twitch.tv/Neil Newbon. I've been streaming for a while during the pandemic because I like being creative. I like doing new things and, you know, constantly trying to talk about work, talk about acting, talk about what I'm doing, my production company, my performance academy. I teach motion capture and voice technique and stuff now. I'm going to play it. I'm playing through Resident Evil 7 now, which is fucking terrifying. It's genuinely scary. And I don't get scared by computer games, but this one scares the shit out of me. So I'm really enjoying that. Resident Evil Village will be next. That'll be the next week or two, I guess. What do I think of Heisenberg? He's fucking great. I think he's cool. He's basically like Magneto. He's like a rockabilly beaten Magneto. I mean, not rockabilly, sorry. He's like a rock and roll Magneto. He's fucking great. I guess I have a lot of fun with the character. And I was very lucky that Capcom and also The Workhouse, who are the amazing producer, Rosanna Sun, who's super supportive and really like an actor's producer. And Stephen Eble, who is definitely an actor's director, or let me play in this character, as well as the other characters I've worked with Steve on. They really let me play around and have fun. And I think what I think of him, I think he's a really motivated character. I think he's trapped, which is very interesting. He's trapped with being given all this power, but then being trapped in servitude to Mother Miranda. I think is a fascinating combination. You know, it's the kind of genie in the bottle thing. Be careful of what you wish for. So I think it was really fun to play that element and to make him not quite like the big boss, you know, in battle, that kind of thing. It was more like, you know, offering this proposal to Ethan and exploring where that could go and genuinely meaning and seeing the opportunities and seeing the possibilities. Kind of like a Swiss watchmaker. He takes things apart to put them back together again. And he's a tinkerer, you know, he likes to mess around with things and see how they work. Which is fascinating as an actor, try and play that kind of mind space. I made him like a bit of a stutterer, and I made him a bit absent-minded in a way, a bit distracted half the time, as if his mind is already thinking of 10 different things simultaneously. I think it was pretty cool. To identify something with him, yeah, I definitely get distracted sometimes in real life. I have a lot of thoughts going on the whole time, and the volume and acting really centers me. But outside of the volume, so I'm really like precise in the volume. And I'm really careful about my decisions. I'm really focused. Outside the volume, I'm really clumsy. So, yes, I think I can identify with that with him, I guess. 7. In Resident Evil, you've already played 3 villains. Nemesis, Carl Heisenberg. Do I like bringing villains to life? I like bringing characters to life. I don't, like I said before, I don't class my characters as villains. That's for the audience to decide. But I love my characters. I'm incredibly grateful to the many, many people over the last 11 years of games and animation work, let alone the 20 years of acting I've been doing in TV, film and theatre, that have given me roles, taken chances on me and supported me in my vision to help their vision of the project. So, yeah, I feel incredibly blessed to be working a lot. and to be given these wonderful, wonderful characters. I don't mind if it's like, if the audience see them as villains or if they quote unquote hate them or love them or whatever. That's the audience to decide. That's what they get. They get the experience, they get their decisions to make the moral judgment. Me personally, it's like, I just play a great characters. The fact that they are quote unquote villains means that they are probably a bit more free than a hero type character. They don't have the shackles of morality often. Or if they do, it's very conflicted, which is really cool. So for an actor to play that, it makes it really interesting because there's a lot of choices you can make that maybe the hero would be bound, their hands would be tied to make those decisions, whereas mine are free. So it's kind of cool. Yeah, I like it. I like it a lot. Number 8. Carl doesn't seem like Miranda, the other lords. How do you rehearse that feeling? Well, with relationships in acting, I think the main thing about it is that you have to look at this, you have to study the script, you have to understand the character and the point of view of the character. So then if you know that they are not supposed to like or get along or hate even other characters, you really have to investigate the why. So once you understand the dynamics, I actually drew out, family trees, or kind of like a family tree, but it's to do with emotions. So like if this person hates this person or is friendly or ally with this person, how that person sees maybe the other people that your character sees. So I have a very good, strong understanding of the history of the character, background of the character, where I fill in the gaps if I have to. But I also understand the relationship network and like the web of connections between everybody. At that point, you know, there's lots of acting tools that you can then use that I apply. I'm a method actor. I studied Laban. I studied Yap Malgrim's work, all kinds of things. You can use these tools. You find your tools to give you the actions to play for what the character is trying to achieve, what they want, what they need. The feelings come out in the doing of the actions. So in terms of rehearsing, I don't really rehearse the feeling. I don't ever play feelings. Feelings are the experience that comes out of the action that the characters take. I know that sounds a bit nuts to anybody that isn't an actor or hasn't studied acting, but it's absolutely true. Like, good actors should never play a feeling. The feeling is the result of taking an action with the obstacles that are thrown in your way. You're sort of led to the feeling in that way, if that makes sense. And you also have to be quite controlled because, you know, we as people ourselves may have our own like background triggers, traumas and wants and needs, whereas which may not fit into the character. So a really good actor, I always think, has to be very much in control of where the boundary of the character is in terms of what their reality is, so that you don't get overtaken maybe with something that's triggered inside of you that goes beyond what is appropriate for the character, because then it can get messy and then maybe stop being believable, because actually what you're doing is then actually just playing you as opposed to playing the character, and your instrument, your body, your whole being is facilitating that story, right? So I don't really play feelings in that way. Feelings sort of come out of the work. Hope that answered the question. I'm not sure if it did. did I play Resident Evil 7 to understand Ethan Winter's context? No, I didn't. my character, I don't believe, should know much about him beyond maybe rumor or something if they talked about him. They've never met. So I didn't want to infect my understanding of who Ethan Winters was until I met him in our scenes, because that's when I actually meet Ethan Winters, as far as I'm aware. So, like, in the same way that when I played Nikolai for Resident Evil 3 Remake, I did not watch the cutscenes for the original game, because I didn't want to copy somebody else's idea of who Nikolai was. Obviously, you have the script and you have the notes. I was given very simple notes from Capcom, but very strong notes from Capcom, which was great, and from Steve and from Rosanna. So I understood what the direction of where the character was going. I understood the direction of where Ethan's journey was. So that was enough. I didn't want to then look at past work to then tell me what I should or shouldn't be feeling, because I think when you start doing that, you might accidentally make choices that are a bit dead-ended and maybe don't, or not as free as maybe choices when you you don't necessarily know something that your character shouldn't know in that way. I don't know if that makes sense or not, but for me it makes sense not to do that. Unless I absolutely have to, unless my character has met this person in a former story that I wasn't a part of, for instance, but that would be different. What do I think of Ethan Winters? Did you like his relationship with Heisenberg? Yeah, I loved it. I thought it was very cool to... I thought it was great. From my understanding, I think it's great that Ethan Winters has been more developed in this game. My understanding, although I've only just started playing Resident Evil 7 now, was that he was a bit more of a blank page because they wanted the people playing him to feel more... about being in control of Ethan Winters, I guess. Whereas this time around, we've, you know, the players have met Ethan, so now, you know, it's nice to see Ethan way, you know, more developed in all the stuff that's going on, which is really cool. Did you like his relationship? I liked Heisenberg's relationship with him. I thought it was interesting about the proposal. I didn't see that coming until I read the script. I thought it was very interesting. I liked the idea of it. Plus, I really liked working with Todd Solley, who plays Ethan Winters. I think he's a fantastic actor. He's super generous to work with. I must have, I played a Lycan, and I think I tackled him forcefully to the ground, admittedly on a crash mat, but it wasn't that thick. The crash mat wasn't that thick. I must have done that like 8 times in a row, man, and he took it like a trooper, dude. Now, I am a heavy hitter as well, so you know, I'm pretty strong. So he's great to work with. Todd was always positive, was always on top of everything, on top of his lines, on top of his... on top of the scenes, like, you know, he was always very generous, he was always very funny, and he's nice, he's like a genuinely nice guy. So, I'm not sure about how I feel about the relationship so much with Ethan Winters and Heisenberg, but my relationship with Todd Solley was fucking brilliant. I loved him. He's great. Yeah. That goes on to question 11, how's my relationship with the other actors? Well, gratefully, this is obviously my second Resident Evil game, which is amazing to say that out loud. But I was very lucky to be with my kind of mini mocap family of Nicole Tompkins and Jeff Shine and Steve Knebley. And we're only missing our kind of wayward uncle, Bill Hope, who's also legendary and is part of our family. But yeah, we all got together on Resident Evil 3. And I've worked with them several times, actually, not just this as well, which is cool. So yeah, it was awesome to kind of work with my family again in that way. It was just nothing changed. It was just like a continuation of the experience we already had in Japan. And then get to have to meet the other people from Resident Evil 7, which was awesome, from the cast members of that. So we've all become a much bigger family. We've all got to know each other really well. I've also got to know Nick Apostolides from Resident Evil 2, who's just wicked. And also, you know, obviously meeting Katie as well. I've spoken to Jolene, and I've spoken to Stephanie from Resident Evil 2, and Katie Higgin from Resident Evil 7. Everybody, they're great, man. It's a really nice vibe. They're a great cast. I think this is a good testament to Capcom's taste, to Steve's taste, and also to Rosanna Sun as well, who did the casting for these two games, I believe. And certainly for Village, obviously she did the casting for Village. You know, they picked a great bunch of people, man. It was cool. I didn't have a bad day on set, and I certainly didn't have any bad relationships with any of the actors. I thought they were amazing and brilliant to be around. And I like being around people that are really, really good because it makes me want to up my game. Obviously, you know, I got to know Jeanette Mouse a little bit, and I only spent a couple of days with her, but it was just, she left a big impression on everybody she met. I think that was the bittersweet nature of this game, is that we sadly lost a fantastic actor and a good person and a great human. So that was very sad to hear that, but I'm glad that, you know, her work is being rightfully so, you know, celebrated in this, as well as people celebrating her as a human being beyond just being an actor. So yeah, that was the thing, the only note of sadness really. Then it was bittersweet, you know, for us, but yeah, she was amazing. So yeah, I got on with everybody. Number 12, would you like to play a character in Resident Evil again? Fuck yes, absolutely, sign me up. I'd love to be in the TV show. I want to play Nikolai in the TV show, man. Petition that, that'd be great. I would love to play any of the characters I played before. Nemesis, Nikolai would be fantastic to play. I'd love Heisenberg to come back, man. He may not be dead. Nikolai may have made it out in that second chopper, do you know what I mean? I mean, all these people, yeah, they can come back, they can come back, they can come back. Yeah, I would love to work in Resident Evil franchise again. I don't know if that's going to happen. I mean, I've already done 2, so, you know, I'll be pushing it a bit, but I'd love to. That'd be a real honour to do that. 13. Define Carl Heisenberg in one word. It's kind of a tinkerer. There you go. He's a tinkerer. That's not actually, you know what? That's an unfair question, man. I don't like defining things in just one word. But if you'd have put a gun to my head, then tinkerer. All right. Do I have a favorite quote from Heisenberg? No, I don't have a favorite one. I do like a few. I liked the Easter egg of that boulder punch. I'm going to kill that boulder punching asshole. Which I didn't get initially because I didn't know where it was from because I'm not like I don't play all the games, so I didn't realize it was from RE5 I think it was when he actually punches a boulder out the way, which just seems really unlikely. But I love the fact everybody picked up on that. So that was an Easter egg to the fans from Capcom using me as a love conduit. I really enjoyed a lot of the stuff I did in this, the family scenes. Especially the proposal was really nice with Todd's character Ethan. There's some really amazing lines in that. You and me, Ethan, get Rose and grind Miranda into paste. You know, shit like that. It's really like just treading the line of theatricality and big drama and just like rough and husky. And that was great, man. Yeah, I really liked the character. I liked a lot of the a lot of the quotes from Heisenberg. I still do them every now and again. Thanks very much for the interview. Yeah, it was really nice of you to ask. I've just a message to the Resident Evil fans of the franchise. I just want to say a huge thank you to yet again showing me a lot of support and interest in my work. Thank you for embracing me on not three characters now in Resident Evil. It's been an absolute hoot. I'd love to do more. Hopefully, who knows, maybe I'll be back again for something else. But I really like the support and interest that the fans have for the franchise. And I think it's great that there's a huge community of people that all have the shared passion for Resident Evil that is global, which I think is deeply cool because I'm a global traveler myself. I like moving around and I like seeing the whole world if I can. That's sort of life ambitions to see everywhere. So yeah, thank you very much. I really, really appreciate it. Currently, I'm involved in a couple of NDA projects that I cannot talk about. My production company is performancecapturproductions.com. Just finished something. We're hopefully going to be doing more work with that. I run courses through performancecapturedacademy.com. You can check us out on the web. We do courses. We're going to be doing courses internationally soon as well again. Yeah, man, I'm busy bee. Anyway, you can check me out on Twitter, Neil Newbon. Actually, all my social media is just Neil Newbon. So apart from, I don't use Facebook, but Instagram and Twitter is Neil Newbon. And YouTube, I think I've got a YouTube thing going on there. And Twitch is twitch.tv/Neil Newbon as well. So come check it out. We've got a community running there called the Chaos Crew. Do not know why they call themselves that random thing, but there you go. But yeah, come hang out and watch me play games badly, and we do some interviews ourselves as well, people in the industry, so by all means come along. All right, thanks very much for your time and see you around. Let's see what you're really made of. Evil Hazard.